Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
The Gospel cleanses me from my sins. Well, just think, we've only got 6 more months and you can have summer break. Isn't it great? Are you counting down the days? How many? 16 for 8th grade. It's just a rough guess. That's an exact number. You are counting. You might not graduate, sister. You may stay here another 4 years. The second graders, are we still excited or not? Is it over? First communion, move on to the next. Looking forward to graduation. Are we still excited? I would think so. You know, Jesus today is giving us some simple, solid advice that we are all familiar with here in Michigan. 2 times of the year we do certain things. The first is spring, which we're in right now. And if we care about our property, our environment on our property, we usually go out about this time and start looking at our trees, our little plantings, and we start to help it. It only needs help. We're not the ones who are making the tree or the shrub or whatever it is. We're not making it grow, but we're going to help it. We're going to help it by giving it a good blow of fertilizer, right, at probably about this time, because now the weather has changed, no more threat of freezing, supposedly. We're going to give it a boost of that fertilizer, our lawns. Look at how green they are. The lightning helped with that. We're also going to go and make sure that any weeds that have grown around it, we pull out, because when we fertilize, we want that fertilizer to go into our shrub or our bush or our plant, not into the weeds. And the weeds will steal it. So we have to get rid of those weeds so that the nutrients that we're providing, that we're helping this particular vegetation to grow, we don't want it stolen. We want it to go right to it. And we'll also do some pruning. You know, on a stalk, remember last Wednesday these flowers you gave to Mary? Look at how nice they still are. And I'm going to wreck one. So let's say this is a perfect one. If we want this to bloom and blossom, this little straggler down here is first to the roots. So he's going to steal the nutrients, but he doesn't look so hot, does he? Does he look hot to you?
No.
No, he looks pathetic. And he's going to be a little thief. He's going to steal all the nutrients before it can get up, so we're going to prune it. Right. This is the same with our soul. And this is what Jesus is pointing to. That little pathetic thing is sin, or we could say vice. a bad habit. It takes up a lot of our energy, so that when it comes to the things that we should be about, virtue, charity, kindness, we don't have the strength because we've spent it all on this one. What does this mean specifically? Well, let's think for a moment. If I lie to my mom about putting my clothes away, mom comes up and says, "Troy, did you put your clothes away?" And I say, "Mother, you know I did," when I didn't. And then later, like 2 weeks, mom is in my room and she says, "Troy, look what I found under your bed." "What, mother?" "Your clothes. Now, didn't you tell me you put them away?" Now, I can't remember because it's a lie. So I'll say, "I don't think I told you that, mom. See the energy I'm spending on covering up my sin? Whereas if I just would have said it right away, no, I didn't put my clothes away." But when we lie, and then when you, most people who lie don't just lie with one thing, they lie about multiple things. And then pretty soon it's like juggling and you can't remember which lie you told who, and you're spending all this energy trying to think of who did I tell what to so that I can keep it all straight so I don't get in trouble. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. Do you see how that works? So Jesus has already pruned us if we've listened to his word. Namely, we've already begun a Lenten journey. Didn't we do this in spring? We just finished it with this great celebration of Easter. But Lent is the beginning of that. It's the preparation of the pruning process. It's doing the examination of conscience. It's making a list of all the things that I need to work on this new season that's coming up. So I let Jesus prune me. I let Jesus pull the things away from me. He's the measurement, not me. He's the measurement that tells me this is good and this is bad. And so if I listen to him, I'm already pruned, as he just told us. The second thing that happens here in Michigan is in the fall, when all the things are getting ready to go to sleep for that season of winter, what do we do in the fall, most of us? What do we do out in our yards? Yes. Go ahead. We rake the leaves, and what do we do with those leaves after we've raked them, Senor? A yard leaf bag? Some of us live in an area where we can actually do something else and have fun. What? Jump in it? Dude. Why? No. Yeah? Huh? Like what? Throw in a gutter. Is anyone here work for the city of Grand Rapids? You're the reason that houses are flooding these days because you're throwing all your leaves in the gutter. I grew up in a town, in a little village called Plainfield Township. We could burn our leaves. It was fun. Yeah, you jump in them. And then you get out of them after you've jumped in them. You're tired, you've raked them all up, you've jumped in them, and now you burn them. And that's what Jesus just said. So he's given us the example of the beginning of time, spring, and the end of time, fall, the judgment. Spring is a time for new beginnings, for setting our affairs in order, for making sure we have goals, for making sure that we're going to flourish, that we're going to grow. So we make our list, we do our inventory of what needs to change in our lives, and then at the end of that season, we throw it all away when we burn it. We don't throw it in the gutter. But Jesus throws a twist in there and he calls us that vine, that branch. And either we are bearing fruit or we're going to be thrown into the fire. I think we all know what that fire is.
There's two fires, actually, in the scriptures. The one is the fire of the Holy Spirit, which the confirmation kids received. That's the fire that purifies us. It's a good fire. It's a fire that hurts a little but doesn't totally consume. It's like the burning bush for Moses. It's purifying us. It's what Jesus is saying, pruning us. Sometimes we do that in the spring as well. You'll see city workers along berms that will go and burn it all down so that there's good eyesight for cars. There's something good about that. It lets the grass grow because all of those weeds and thickets and thistles will not allow grass to grow, and it obstructs our view. So sometimes that burning will help to foster growth of the grass. It's purifying. It doesn't kill us. It helps us. But then there's the ultimate fire at the end, which is a choice that you and I make to either live for God or not for God. And that's what Jesus is getting at today. Will you make a good choice? Will you choose to let God prune you? Will you let him clip off those areas of life that are stealing your energy, stealing your nutrients, your spiritual energy, your spiritual nutrients, so that you can use your energy for good and not bad? Jesus is pruning us constantly when he tells us you have to forgive 7 times, 70 times. You have to keep forgiving. That's hard. Jesus is pruning us when he tells us you can't lie. It's not worth it. Just tell the truth. Take responsibility. It's all right. Things will work out. But lies just get us into a horrible mess. They spin us out of control. We're being pruned when Jesus says, don't take things that don't belong to you and treat your stuff with care and kindness. Show appreciation by how you take care of it. If you just throw it in your, closet and wreck it, that shows you really don't appreciate the fact that someone gave you whatever it is. Or if you don't take care of it all and just leave it laying around. We're always being pruned by the gospel. So as we go through our week, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us. We want to be pruned. We want the fire of the Holy Spirit. We don't want the fire of judgment. We want the fire that's going to make us better people. Christians, Jesus said, followers, disciples of the Master. So let's ask for that grace this day.